Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Peches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Chesamad Beis, on the 8th line, Amma Rabbi Elazar. Amma Rabbi Elazar Pisram Shal Noshim Chayva, V'doichon Lovis HaShabbos. Rabbi Elazar says that the Pesach offering of women is obligatory and overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, B'shem Rabbi Elazar, Pisram V'shal Avodim Roshus V'ein Doichon Lovis HaShabbos, it should say. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Elazar, says that the Pesach offering of slaves is optional and does not override Shabbos. Matzasa Mahi, the Gemara asks, are women obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach? Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Chayva, Rabbi Zeira Omer, Machlekes, Rabbi La Omer, Diverkol. Rabbi Elazar says that it's an obligation, Rabbi Zeira says it's a dispute. The one who holds that Pesach is an obligation also holds that matzah is an obligation. The one who holds that the Pesach is optional would hold that the matzah is optional. And Rabbi Elazar says that all agree that matzah is an obligation. Masnifin Messiah, Ladein, Masnifin Messiah, Ladein. The Gemara says there's a b'risa like Rabbi Zeira and there's a b'risa like Rabbi Hillel. Masnifin Messiah, Rabbi Zeira, Chazeres, Matzah, or Pesach, Laila Rishon, Chayva, Vashak, Layom, Moshus. There's a b'risa like Rabbi Zeira. Bitter herbs, matzah, and korban pesach are obligatory on the first night, and the rest of the days they are optional. Matzah is taught together with pesach. Therefore, the opinion that says that women are obligated in pesach will also obligate them in matzah. The opinion that says that pesach is optional for women will say that matzah is also optional, and this b'risa refers to the obligation of men only. Masnif the Messiah le Rabbi Elah, lo toichel alav chametz, sheres yomim toichel matzos, lechem oini, eshehu b'val toichel chametz, hari hu b'kum achol matzah. And the Baisa, like Rabbi Elazar, says that the Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Gimel, you shall not eat leaven upon it. 7 days you shall eat matzahs, poor man's bread. Whoever is prohibited to eat leaven is obligated to eat matzah. Since women are prohibited to eat leaven, therefore they are obligated to eat matzah. Rataninan, kol mitzvahs asesh azman grama ha'anoshim chayovim v'hanoshim pturis. We ask him a Mishnah, for any positive time-bound commandment, men are obligated and women are exempt, and matzah is a time-bound commandment as is only an obligation on the first night of Pesach. And Rav Mana, Chomehi mitzvah ase shehi ba mikoyach b'leisa ase. Rav Mana answered that this is a stringent positive commandment as it comes from the power of a negative one, as we explained. V'asi kemandama pifram shal noshim b'shus. This answer follows in that it's optional for women to perform the Korban Pesach. Tani ha'isha oisa pesach harishon la'atzma v'asheni tfeila la'achirim divi Meir. The Baisa says from Rabbi Meir that a woman may perform the first pesach for herself, but she must join others for the second pesach offering, pesach sheni. Rabbi Yosef oimer, ha'isha oisa pesach sheni la'atzma afilu b'shabbos v'ein tzachloim harishon. Rabbi Yosef says that a woman may perform the second pesach for herself even on Shabbos, and certainly the first pesach. Rabbi Shimon loza oimer, ha'isha oisa pesach harishon tfeila la'achirim v'ein oisa pesach sheni. Rav Shimon Lazar says a woman may perform the first Pesach by joining others, but she does not perform the second Pesach at all. Ma'atayma d'meya ish selaveth avos imotzu labayis. The Gemara asks, what's the reasoning of Rav Meir? It's the pasuk that says in Shmos Perek Yabes Pasuk Gimel, each man a lamb for a father's house. House implies that women may perform the first Pesach themselves. Ma'atayma d'meya ish selaveth avos kol shekein labayis. And what was the reasoning for Rabbi Yosi? Because he reads it as each man a lamb for a father's house, and all the more so for her household. If for an individual the Pesach may be slaughtered, certainly for many people it may be slaughtered. My Talmud of Lazar, Bei Rabbi Shimon, Ish Loi Isha. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon and Lazar? The Pasuk says, Ish, meaning a man, but not a woman. Ma'am Akaimin Rabbonin Ish Prat Lakotan. What do Rabbonin learn from the word Ish? It excludes a child who became an adult between the first Pesach and the second Pesach. Amav Yonav Afila Kamanda Amav Pesachim Shal Noshim Shezei Chayva Shni Hi Shehadavah Masiyam Shleini Yikra Adavah Chayva. Rabbi Yonav says that even according to the opinion that holds that the Pesach of women is obligatory, nevertheless, since the Pesach is performed publicly, people might wrongly begin to assume that women must perform it in their own group separately from men. Therefore, Chacham required her to always join with her father or her husband. Yosem Sheshachta Elav HaPetropen Yerchav Mimokam Shuroitze. The Mishnah said earlier that if two guardians slaughtered for an orphan, he may eat from whichever one he wishes. Masnisa b'yasem cotton, avav yasem godol, naase kem mana atzmai al beis psochim ke'achas detani, v'bchia animna al shnei psochim ke'achas oichel me'eze mehen shenishchat rishon. The Mishnah is referring to an orphan who is a minor, but an adult orphan is considered if he designated himself to two korbanos, as Rav Chiya taught over in Abaisa, one who is designated on two korbanos eats from the one that was slaughtered first. And Rav Yossi, Masnisa Amakein, Shachat Gedi, Utleh, Yochamin HaRishon. And Rav Yossi brings a support from Abaisa, one who ordered his slave to slaughter a Pesach, and then the slave slaughtered both a kid and a lamb, as he wasn't sure which animal his master preferred. If he slaughtered a kid and a lamb, he should eat from the first one. Eved Shoshnei Shutvin, Layochel, Mishal Shneim. The Mishnah taught earlier that a slave owned by two masters may not eat from the Pesach of either master. Rav Yossi Omer, Ein Rishus L'Rabbi Leimeloi, Yi Efshin Shetimana Al Pesach, Aval Omer Loi Efshi Shetimana Al Ze, Ela Al Ze. Rav Yossi says that the master may not say to a slave, I don't want you to be designated on the Korban Pesach, but the owner could say, I don't want you to be designated on this one, but rather on that one. Pamshu Nimna Al Shloshet Pesachim Ka'achas. Sometimes a slave of two masters can be designated on three korbanos. How that? Eved Shoshnei Shutvin, Sarech Lemanais al Pesach, Shichur Echad Mehen Chalpe, Sarech Lemanais al Pesach Ache, Shichur Shneim, Sarech Lemanais al Pesach Ache. A slave of two masters must be designated on a Pesach. If one master freed his portion of the slave, he must be designated on another Pesach. If both masters freed him, he must again be designated on another Pesach. Shmuel Bar Abba, Boy, Eved Marush Yoichel, Mishloshtan. Shmuel bar Abba asked, may he eat from all three korbanos? And Rav Yosef, im oime at eved lo yechol mishloshtam, me'ata lo yimna al ha-pesach, shem yimlach rabbi v'shachroi, v'nimsa hekdesh posel me'urav ba'avayda. Rav Yosef answered that if you say that he may not, he should not be designated on an animal, lest his master decide to free him, and there will be an invalid hekdesh mixed into the korban. Rav Yaakov ba'acha, am Rav Yisera, boy, harav, ma'o shi'etze v'hekdesh eved, ha'eved. Rav Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rav Zera, asked, may the master fulfill his obligation with the korban that his slave sanctified and bought on his behalf? The Gemara says, suggestible, isn't it the Mishnah? One who told his slave, go out and slaughter a Pesach for me, is valid. No, because the Mishnah referred to when it's with the master's knowledge. And the query of Yaakov Acha was when it was not with the master's knowledge. The Mishnah taught that a slave who is half freed may not eat from the Pesach of his current master. Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan, Mishachetzev Eved Chetzev Ben Chayrin, Kiddush Isha, Ein Choshin LeKedushav, V'Zekvasar, Girush Ein Choshin LeGirushav. Rav Chiya quoting Rav Yochanan said that if a slave who is half freed betrothed a woman, it's invalid. Similarly, if he divorced, it's invalid. Shmuel Amar Choshin LeGirushav. Shmuel said one must be concerned that his divorce is valid. Asiyah to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanina Taman, Ganav mi shechetzev ever chesed ben chayrin, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev vechachom poitrim. Shmuel follows his opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. One who is half freed, Rabbi Yehuda says that he is liable for kidnapping, as the Pasuk says, stealing a person from amongst his brothers, and Chachom say he is exempt. Here too he is considered to be a Jewish brother, and his betrothal is therefore valid.